Few Jamaicans have achieved the distinct honor of being so renowned that they become synonymous with the country itself. Among that privileged group, Bob Marley, Usain Bolt, and Ian Boyne. In his time, he became a welcomed guest in countless Jamaican homes every Sunday evening. His unmistakable voice, infectious laughter, and unique identity paired well with his vast intellect and knack for deep, probing analysis of current affairs. This elevated him beyond the status of journalist and into the realm of national treasure. Come on, people,
smile from the heart. There is a role for positive journalism. There is a role to build up people's lives. But after you have seen all that is wrong, there is some energy left to do what is right. And this has been the gap that I have sought to fill in journalism in the years that I have been in the profession.
Ian Boyne, a graduate of Pembroke Hall Primary School and later Pembroke Hall High School, joined the media profession in 1975 as a freelancer with the now-defunct Jamaica Daily News. The following year, he joined the Agency for Public Information as feature writer and television broadcaster. In 1983, Boyne became press secretary and speech writer to the then Minister of Industry and Commerce, Douglas Vaz, and from that time to 2002, worked with every Minister of Industry under successive administrations as speech writer and public relations consultant. Though excellent at his chosen profession, Boyne's was a mind that delighted in new pursuits, and as such, he cultivated a keen interest in a number of areas. Perhaps most intriguing was his interest in the human experience, specifically stories of triumph over adversity to achieve excellence. This led him down a path that would end in the creation of Jamaica's longest-running television program, Profile, in 1987. In fact, it is now a true measure of success by Jamaican standards to say one was interviewed by Ian Boyne on Profile.
Ian and Television Jamaica, through the groundbreaking program Profile, have been promoting what is best about us, namely the many examples of Jamaicans who have excelled in their various fields of endeavor.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. With the success of Profile under his belt, it wasn't too difficult for Boyne to use his cachet to birth another program, allowing him to channel another element of his broad personality, namely his faith. He was, after all, pastor of the Church of God International. The interview and discussion program Religious Heart Talk would become must-see TV for local and international audiences on Tuesdays. Mr. Boyne rejoined the Agency for Public Information, now named the Jamaica Information Service, in 2002 as Chief State Liaison, and in 2010 was appointed Deputy CEO of the agency.
He was a remarkable colleague. His passing is a deep personal loss for me, and of course for the agency. He was chief negotiator. He was just the go-between for many of us. At all levels, management levels, the staff, and externally as well. And so his contribution was really invaluable.
CEO of the Jamaica Information Service, Donna Marie Rowe. Mr. Boyne has written and published inspiring books that garnered glowing acclaim, Profile of Excellence and Ideas Matter. A regular contributor to the Gleaner newspaper, his opinion pieces won him numerous awards, including Opinion Journalist of the Year on several occasions.
Ian Boyne is truly what the philosophers call a dialectical thinker.
Professed workaholic that he was, Mr. Boyne was very much a family man, making sure to spend time with his wife Margaret and three children, Kellyanne, Brianna, and Andre.
My overarching message is, we must cherish one another. We do not know when it might be the last opportunity we're together. So let us from now move on. Whatever good we have to say to one another, say it. Don't wait time when your person is sick or the person has died. You said, well, I wish I had said that. Let us treat each other with great love.
Ian Boyne, the consummate professional, colleague, pastor, husband, father, friend. March 13, 1957 to December 18, 2017.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.